recording. All right, so let's get started. I've got Connor here, and Brad is also on the line coming to us from Vancouver right now. He's in the midst of a pretty cool adventure before he gets back to L.A. And I'm pretty excited as well because I'm about to get on a plane tomorrow morning and go to Miami for our first boot camp. So real quick, anyone on the line, are you guys signed up for the Miami program? All right. I guess not. No worries. Probably those guys are busy packing their bags as well. So, yes, on the last call, for those of you that were with us, we talked about drive-bys, which are a way of warming up in a bar or a club or a party or wherever you go out to. It's a way of kind of warming up your social juices and warming up the room. And this is basically where you just throw out a quick banter line or a compliment or something funny while you're walking by someone. For example, you could be walking by a girl or a group of girls or a group of people in general and just say, "Hey, there you are. I'll be right back." Or, "Hey, you guys are awesome. I'm going to come back and meet you in a second." Or, "Hey, you guys look super cute. I'm going to come back and see you in a few minutes." And then you keep going. And typically people respond really well to that. You're coming across really playfully, really happy, and it's slowly building you some social momentum that's going to get you into a good mental state where you want to be in. And this is especially good if you ever go out and get nervous or have a tendency to kind of get stuck inside your head and not know how to open up and start talking to people. This is a really easy, fun way to just get that ball rolling for you. And if you do this 5 times in a row, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel much more social, which is pretty cool. It helps you start warming up the room. So external to yourself, people are noticing you. And when you come back to the people in a minute, they've had time to think about you and wonder who you are. And if you came across right in the beginning as a fun guy, they're going to be open and warmed up to talking to you when you come back. And also, it just gets your social juices flowing, and it gets you out of your head and into your body, which is really important. And a lot of guys have comments on this on the last call, so I want to talk about this a little bit more today. But real quick, anyone on the call right now, anybody see some positive results from doing this so far? Anyone try it? All right. We have a quiet bunch of callers today. That's all right. I will do most of the talking today. So I want to talk a little bit more today about warming up and why it's important whenever you go out to a social situation. You know, you have a goal in mind. You want to go out and meet women. You want to meet girls. You want to practice your social skills, whatever it is that you want to do. And the way it works, for me and for everyone that I've talked to and pretty much in all of our experience, the way it works is that your ability to be social is very much like a muscle, a social muscle. And just like in the gym, if you wanted to go in and lift 300 pounds of weight, if you wanted to say, like, go in and bench press 300 pounds, if you've never worked out before or you haven't been in the gym in a while, you just can't do that. You need kind of a plan that's going to work you up from smaller weights to larger and progressively get stronger. Just like if you haven't been social in a long time or ever, you're not going to be able to walk into a bar and just start talking to the hottest chick and have it go well for you, because that is the social equivalent of bench pressing 300 pounds. You need to work up for that. I'm not saying don't go for it, but just like you might get hurt in the gym by trying to lift too much, if you try and lift too much socially, you're going to probably it's going to hurt your ego. It's going to hurt your self-esteem. And a lot of guys that try and do that and fail end up kind of dropping out and not progressing the way they should because they went too hard too soon and they kind of injured themselves socially. But just like it is a muscle, you also have to warm it up when you go out. And this is really a noticeable effect when you start doing this. Because pretty much a large part of being good with women and being charming and being social lies in your ability to remove all of your mental blocks and all the things inside your head that make you shy or nervous or anxious, and just unleash your real personality of who you are
to the fullest without any kind of fear or hesitation. And when you're talking to someone from that state of mind, you just have this authenticity that's really palpable and real, and it's very attractive. People that can just live this way and have this in this real way where they're not afraid to just be who they are and be themselves. They clearly love themselves, and they have a lot going for them. You don't really need any kind of line or strategy at that point, because who you are is just a high value, attractive person, and everyone can sense that from you. So that's kind of the goal whenever we go out, is to get into that state of mind where you're just on fire. You know, you don't have to think, fade. You kind of feel like you own the place. You kind of feel like, this is my group of people. I know everyone here. I'm very completely comfortable talking to everyone here. And it's really very interesting to me how to sort of walk into a bar or a party or a club or a room that you don't know anyone in, and go from knowing zero people to knowing them all, and going from kind of zero or neutral emotional state and going to that really high, awesome state where you're on fire. It's kind of a process. You know, you can't usually just jump forward to being in that state. You need to gradually work into it. And you can do that deliberately, which I think is awesome. And I think that most guys don't know how to do this. And if they did, they'd be much better off when they go out. So, really quick, I just want to talk about warming up when you go out, because we touched on it last call. We talked about doing grad size. I want to talk about a few more ways that you can kind of snap yourself into the right state. Because a large part of success in doing this stuff is being in the right mental state. If you've ever noticed, when you go out and you don't really feel too sure of yourself, and you don't really kind of have your mojo going, you don't have those juices going, and you just kind of feel shy, or a couple guys on the last call said that they would just kind of sit on the sidelines or in the corner and be stuck in their head. I know what that feels like, and it gets worse the longer you don't talk to someone. So, we all know what that feels like, and hopefully we all know what it feels like to be in the opposite state, which is just on fire, killing it. You can talk to anyone, you're really excited, you know. So I want to give you a few kind of ways that you can do that. You can bring your state up to that level. The first one, like we talked about last time, is doing these drive-bys where you just walk by and say something quick so that you're not committing too much to the interaction, you're not putting any pressure on people, you're just being really fun, and you're kind of bouncing around the bar, flirting with people. And that's kind of a smaller part of a larger process that we call the bar walk. And the bar walk is basically a step-by-step way of warming yourself up and getting yourself into that state. So you walk into the bar. You should be, whoever you're with, you should be smiling, you should be laughing, you should be having fun. One really cool trick that Josh taught me is right before you walk in somewhere, tell a funny joke. Think of something that just always makes you laugh. Think of, you know, it could be like a line from a TV show or a movie or a character, just something that you think is hilarious. And tell that joke or just think about it, something that you know is just going to make you smile and make you laugh, a genuine smile too, like a real smile, not a fake one. And just make yourself laugh. And right when you walk in, do that, and it'll kind of pump your state up. It'll make you really happy, and you'll be laughing. And whoever sees you when you walk in that state is going to notice you and is going to think you're very attractive because you're smiling, you're laughing, you're having fun. I think we read some study somewhere that said when you smile, it makes you literally attractive, and if you don't smile. And so right when you walk in, you want to pump your state by doing that. And then you want to start the bar walk, which is basically walking around the bar doing stuff. You just need stuff to do. For example, most guys, when they go to a bar, they kind of walk in and they go straight to the bar and get a drink, and then they stand around talking to each other and kind of scoping out the room and looking at girls. And the problem is that doesn't really do anything to pump up your emotional state. And a lot of guys kind of turn to alcohol to pump up their state, which does work. I'm not going to lie. A couple of drinks definitely can kind of grease the wheels and get things going for you. But I know personally, I've taken that too far a few times, and it kind of ruins your ability to think on the level that you need to be thinking to do this. in order to, like, talk to a group of people and kind of pull them into the next group and sort of work a room like we want to teach you guys to do, you need to be kind of have your wits about you and be thinking a little bit. And if you drink too much, it kind of cuts off that part of your brain. And it's good, but you end up, you know, if you drink too much, you'll end up, even if you're getting a lot of attraction and being social, you'll end up missing a lot of cues and missing a lot of things and not really like, thinking on the level that you should be. So, as an alternative, with the bar walk, what you can do is just start walking, talk to, first of all, if you're ever nervous or, you know, intimidated to talk to some really attractive girls that you want to be talking to, you can start by talking to unattractive girls first and talking to guys. I mean, you cannot be rejected talking to a girl that you're not attracted to or talking to a guy. And they're going to be much more open to talking to you, usually. So you can kind of just start opening conversations, talk to, you know, five or six guys. Compliments are really good. You can get complimented in a high-value way, like, hey, that's a really cool shirt. Like, hey, you guys are really friendly. You guys look really fun. What's going on tonight? Just start warming up and talking, getting out of your shell, getting to know some people. What you're going to do is kind of open up pockets of friends around the venue that you're at, people that you know that you talk to. And you're only going to talk to each group of people for maybe like 2 to 5 minutes and then move on. And once they're open to you and you talk to them, you can always go back to them. You kind of just open up a group of friends to come back to you later if you want. And we're going to kind of bounce around the bar doing that. You can talk to staff, you can talk to waiters, bartenders, people bussing the tables. Like, those people are working. They typically don't want to be working. They typically don't like it. A compliment goes a long way with those people. It just snaps them out of work mode. And you know, this is the kind of thing that sometimes gets us, you know, free drinks at the places that we go. Just because nobody, you know, talks to staff that way. The really cool thing is that when you start talking to everyone like this, like staff, bartenders, waiters, doormen, unattractive girls, guys, mediocre attractive girls, and then you start talking to really hot girls, you're going to be coming from a mind state of talking to everyone exactly the same, which is exactly where you want to be. You're not treating anyone any differently. You're not talking to a really hot girl any differently than you would a not-so-hot girl, which is really important because the girls that make us nervous, that we kind of are intimidated by, we start to change our behavior around them, and we don't want to do that. Most guys do that, and it's a big turnoff. So, I want to open it up for some questions real quick, and I guess what I want to say is in terms of this warm-up process, the next time that you guys go out, I really want you to pay attention to what things affect your mood and how you can get into that state the best, what works best for you. Maybe you don't need to talk to everyone in the bar to get to that state. Maybe you can just have like one drink and then go and talk to whoever you want. Maybe you need to talk to literally everyone before you're comfortable. And maybe, you know, there's something in between. Maybe one or two people, then you're good. I want you to sort of try warming up like this and pay attention to how you feel on the inside as you're doing it and how it affects your confidence and your mood and how positive you are, and how social you are. Because I know for me, it makes a huge difference. The more people I talk to, the better I feel, always. And it's really easy to start doing that. So I want to open it up real quick for some questions. We have had a few more people join us. Anybody want to say anything right now? How about you, Brad? You got anything to say? Oh, is that you, Steven?
Yeah, that's me.
Cool. You got any questions? Any thoughts?
Well, I was actually wondering, because usually my state in the clubs, I don't know for you guys, but, like, I go there with my friends and everything, and we go there. Like, I know when I go to the clubs, I usually get very friendly with the barmaids and stuff, and
uh-huh.
I feel that it gives me some attention from the women, but I never feel like it's just enough, or I'm not taking a step forward. So usually my... when I get to that point, I see that I get some looks from the women around, and
uh-huh.
I usually just stay there with my drink, keep talking to my friends or whoever's with me, and Of course, the approach is the most difficult part for me. I don't know for you guys,
right.
But at that point, is it more important to give more time, like with the eye contact, or go straight with the approach?
You know, usually the way I feel is that, especially if you feel like a girl is checking you out or looking at you, I think the less time you give yourself to think about it, the better. So you know, you might be standing there thinking, should I do this? Was she looking at me? Should I like give this more time or not? And the whole time you're kind of in your head instead of just reacting and acting and doing. And the most important thing, you know, always is that you take action. So if you see a girl you want to approach, doesn't really matter like what you think or what you're doing. Just go do it, you know? And the cool thing is, in terms of this warming up effect, even if you go up to that girl and it totally doesn't go well, 9 times out of 10, as long as you didn't have like a huge expectation that it was going to go well, you just wanted to go see. 9 times out of 10, you're still going to feel better after that because you felt anxious, you approached the girl anyways, and if it goes well, great. If it doesn't go well, your state is going to go up a little bit. You're going to feel a little bit better, and you're going to want to just kind of continue doing that all around the bar because it builds on itself. It builds. You're creating momentum, which with each time you approach somebody, each time you talk to the girl, you're going to feel a little bit better and a little bit more outgoing and confident. And until eventually it gets to the point where you're not thinking at all. You see a girl, you just talk to her. You see a girl, you grab her. You're just kind of living in the moment. And that's really where you want to be. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So I guess what you're saying is the approach is always better than just trying to give a good look to that woman and let the time go by for her to look at you or something.
Definitely. Don't ever get stuck letting time go by. If you see a girl and you want to talk to her, just go do it. And the sooner you do it, the better off you're going to be. And especially when you're talking about making eye contact, as you're walking around the bar, you want to be making really strong eye contact with everyone that looks at you. If you do make eye contact with someone and you hold it for a second or two, you have to go talk to that person, whoever it is, especially if it's a cute girl and you want to talk to her. If you make eye contact with a girl and she looks at you and you don't say anything, it's kind of weird. Especially if she looks at you and then looks away and then looks back and you're still looking at her, like that's weird. You want to just cut out any kind of awkwardness or weirdness. Make a rule here. If someone looks at you, make eye contact, you have to talk to them. It doesn't matter what you say. Like, if you don't know what to say, just say hi. Like, it doesn't really matter. You don't need, like, a cool opener or a line or anything. Just say hi and introduce yourself and say, like, hey, you look really friendly. I wanted to come talk to you. You don't really need a reason.
Cool.
You really want, if you ever make eye contact with a girl, like, definitely open your mouth and start talking right away.
Well, it's funny you're saying that because it happened to me once. That was the same night, I think. I was giving a really strong eye contact to a girl, and we were looking at each other for like around 5 seconds or so. It was just super intense, man. And like the chick she was okay and everything, but it's just I had this negative vibe that she wanted to dominate me instead of just me trying to give the intense look. So I was like, fuck that, man. So I don't know. So, should I just keep the eye contact in that case or just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a girl that's just staring you down like that, just go up to her and be like, what's your deal? You could have told her that. You could have been like, holy crap, you're looking at me like you want to dominate me. What's going on over here? Just like say that, you know. Like I said, you want to get to that point where you're just being your real, honest self and saying what you want. Like if that's how you felt, you could have gone up and said that to her in like a flirty way, and I have no idea what would have happened, but it would have been pretty cool.
I guess I should have.
Anytime you're wondering, like speaking and taking action is always the right choice. Unless she's looking at you and has, like, a knife in her hand, is like, don't come over here or I'm freaking stab you, you know. Then she'd probably run away. But most of the time, yeah, like, she's not going to hurt you. And especially if the girl's looking at you for that long, she definitely wants to talk to you. She's just waiting. She's, like,
That's a girl's way of sending you a signal that says, come talk to me. I want you to come talk to me.
That's like the strongest signal you're going to get, too. I mean, as women, they're not going to like go up. They don't have the same thing we do where they think they need to approach any guy that they're interested in. If they're interested, they're going to give you a few seconds of eye contact, and that's about it, you know?
Huh.
So, yeah, that's their way of saying, please come over and talk to me. I think you're super hot, and if you don't come over and talk to me, I'm going to be bummed out. That's what she's saying when she stares at you for 5 seconds, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And as you start warming up the bar like this and talking to a lot of people, you're going to get people looking at you because they're going to see that you're a social, cool guy, and you're going to appear very attractive. So get ready to have a lot of girls looking at you and be ready to talk to them when they do.
Yeah, high-value people are used to being stared at, you know? Like, that's what the whole system is based on is how to be a high-value person, how to be a 10. And 10s are getting stared at constantly by everyone, so you just kind of have to accept that that's going to be the way it is for you from now on. You know, you're gonna get a lot of looks, you're gonna get a lot of girls checking you out, and yeah, that's just the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Just like enjoy that and let that boost your confidence. You know, like every time you see a girl look at you and in your head, just be like, yeah, I'm the shit right now. I'm awesome.
No, it was just because at the moment it was just awkward because she was just. I mean, I thought she was going to kill me or something. It was really intense, but like in a, I felt it was a negative way. But if you guys, I mean,
okay.
I guess I should have tried and go at her, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I just had that negative vibe about it.
Yeah, you just
girls,
you never know until you go over there and say something. So
girls are really good at avoiding things that they don't want. They're very, very, very good at avoiding something they don't want. They're staring at you. That's not a negative thing. They could find a million ways to avoid you, and that's their preferred method. Not confrontational. They are avoiders, you know, of things that make them uncomfortable. So if she was staring at you, she was checking you out, she was basically begging you with her eyes to come talk to her and seeing if you'd be, you know, the guy who's going to come up and talk to her and make her night. So next time you see that happen, you know, take advantage of it. The biggest thing is that what you don't want to do is to be, you know, scoping the room for chicks. Like that's just never where you want to be, you know? So if you're out with your friends, something that people don't really understand is that important is like, if you're out with a bunch of guy friends, you know, make sure that when you're talking to them, that you're paying attention to what's going on in the conversation. If it's obvious that you guys are just like scoping out chicks and you're there to meet chicks, then it's going to make you less valuable because girls don't want to think that you're out to just meet girls. Like, obviously, that's why everybody's out, you know, but they don't want to feel that way. They don't want to think that you're out just to meet girls because then they're like, okay, well, I don't know why you're approaching me right now. Maybe I'm not that interesting, whatever. You're just trying to meet chicks. So what you want to, if you go out with your guy friends, then have fun with your guy friends. And then as part of that, you start to build the social momentum. You start to, you know, turn to the cute girl next to you and be like, hey, what do you think about this? You know, like bring them into your conversation. But you don't want to be like standing around with a bunch of dudes like scoping out chicks. That's like the worst, lowest value thing you can be doing. That's what so many of us do, man. I mean, totally done it so in the past. And it's just something like, it's totally cool to go out with your guy friends, but keep it in the back of your mind that if you're like a high value person doesn't do things because they have to or because they feel like they're obligated to. They do whatever they want. So if you're out with your guy friends, it's because you want to hang out with those guys. And of course you want to meet girls. Like that's just given. You don't have to, you know, the night doesn't have to be defined by that. Even though it's going to happen, you know, you're going to meet girls and that's going to be the cool part of the night, not like talking to your buds, but it can't seem that way. You know, girls are very, very tuned into your intentions and they can kind of read your mind. So if they see you like scoping out chicks, they're just like, oh, dude, he's just another guy scoping out chicks. And that's like behavior, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I guess. That's
the way to get on that is, like Connor said,
sorry, he's just cutting the light right now.
Brad, are you there?
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically like Connor said, you know, if there's eye contact,
just go over and act on it immediately. And that way you won't be someone who's just checking out. You'll be a guy who takes action and, you know.
Okay, so definitely more presence, on the dance floor and around, but not on the bars and just waiting and staring and doing the stare game, right? I can't hear anyone.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, Connor, you're back?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Cool. So here's what I want you to do, Steven. Next time you go out, as you're, like, walking around, just, like, talking to people, every time you have a girl give you eye contact, like, go say hi to her. Like, say something. If you want, like, you can think of something beforehand to, like, have in your back pocket to say. But in my experience, like, the easiest thing to say is just, like, hi, you look friendly. Really. Whatever. Wow. And if you're in a good mood, and it'll come across right, you know? And then wow. If she looked at you, like, that's what she wants, so.
Okay. Cool.
Cool, man. Hopefully we'll hear that goes for you on the next call.
If I do it. No,
cool.
Just kidding.
Yes, you will. You have to, or I will boot you out of the next call.
What?
Cool. So, yeah, that about does it for what I want to talk about today. It's a pretty involved, we can get, like, pretty in detail into the psychology of how this works, and maybe we'll do that sometime. But for right now, like, just understand that you have this thing called a social muscle, your ability to be social, and you need to warm it up and exercise it. That's what we're doing every time we go out and we work in ourselves and trying to meet girls and practice the things that we're learning. We're exercising our social muscle. And the more that you work on it, the stronger it gets. And so, you know, you can lift that 300 pounds and you can talk to whoever you want. And it doesn't really have to take that long. It's the cool thing, you know. Like, if I started working out, you know, yesterday and I wanted to be benching 300 pounds. It's taking me over a year to get there, probably. It doesn't really have to take that long socially. You can do it, you know, over the course of one night if you just warm yourself up right. So, yeah, pay attention the next time you go out. I want you to sort of actively do this, actively warm yourself up by talking to a lot of people and really be conscious of how you feel versus if you weren't talking to anyone, you know, how to feel differently and what works for you. And yeah, would love to hear some cool stories from you guys on the next call. I don't know if we'll be doing one next week, maybe in 2 weeks. I'll figure this out after this weekend. I'm going to Miami for the first program, so I'm pretty excited about that. And pretty excited to meet some of you guys there. So yeah, Brad, you have anything else to say?
Like to hear more stories from you guys. You know, about how you're using this and the results that you've seen.
Awesome. Cool. All right, guys. Well, that about does it for this call. I'm going to go finish packing my suitcase and head out to a concert, and then I'm going to Miami tomorrow. Pretty pumped. So everybody have an awesome weekend. Make sure to, you know, pay attention to everything that we were talking about, and I will send out to everyone who was on this call and everybody that missed it, I'll send out an audio of what we just talked about. And, yeah, cool. Looking forward to talking to you guys later.
Enjoy the sun for us.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Bastard.
All right. See you guys.
Okay, talk to you later, guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks.